Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. We're talking about how to choose the right business mentor for your agency today. Today's episode is sponsored by Hawksoft. Hawksoft is the only agency management system with a 97%, absolutely astounding 97% recommendation rate. The average agency stays with Hawksoft for 18 years. There's a reason why I am one of those agencies. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on agency management system. You know, I hear the horror stories of some of the conferences and trade shows that I go to. I don't have anything like that to share about Hawksoft, and I've been with them for almost 18 years. I'm going to double that, though. I'm going to be with them for 36 years. Again, theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency, agency management system. We appreciate Hawksoft for their sponsorship today. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about how to choose the right business mentor. I almost said partner, but we're not talking about that at all. On Friday, we went over 10 great reasons to hire a business mentor. But, you know, so, okay, now you're sold on the idea. You know that you want to hire a business mentor for yourself. Now, how do you practically go about choosing the right one? Well, I'm going to give you a checklist here. There's six things that I've come up with, and I know because I have hired my own business mentor, and he is helping me grow out a new division of my agency. And so here's the checklist that I used when I hired him, and so far so good. We'll keep you updated on what we got going on. But number one, they have already accomplished what you want to do. I think this is an absolute necessary must. And not like, well, they built an agency. Well, what kind of agency did they build? What connections do they have? How can you benefit from their experience? If they've already done it, you want to be as close to a replica of that as possible when you're hiring this coach, because there are so many little tiny nuances that take so long to figure out. Hiring the person that has already accomplished exactly what you want to do eliminates a lot of that time that you would use trial and erroring out other systems and processes. Number two, the personality matchup. You have to like them. If it's somebody with an annoying voice, like you just don't like the sound of their voice. If it's somebody that is dry and you have a personality like mine where you like engagement and you like discussion and you like friendly laughs and you make jokes and things are funny, If those two personalities probably are not going to tie super well together, it's not going to be an effective partnership that's going to be something that is fun and engaging. So for me, that was a big one. Number three, your ethics have to line up. Do not hire. And you know this, so I was at a conference several years ago and I quit going to this conference altogether because I could not believe that this particular conference had this guy come speak. But this guy was talking about, you know, He basically manipulated the audience to having a married woman raise her hand, and then he was proud that he stole this guy away from, stole this gal away from her husband because her husband was a terrible guy or whatever. And that may be the case, but your ethics have to line up. I would never do business with that person, ever. I would never, have that person be my coach, because that is not who I am trying to be. So your ethics have to line up and they have to be ethically sound if that's, you know, the life that you're trying to build. Number four, they pay attention to the details. Everything in business is about the details. The details will put you on a path to scalable success, or it will completely destroy a really, really, really good marketing campaign. If the details are not there, it won't happen. If the details are there, nothing can stop you. When you're listening to their pitch and you're listening them, you know, to them talk about why you should hire them, listen for the words, the details, or listen to them talking about little detailed nuances of the trade that you're trying to master. Make sure that they pay attention to the details, because if they're not a detail-oriented mentor, they're not going to take you anywhere. Number five, they are driven and still actively work in the business. So you have to have the drive. You have to be actively working in the business, in my opinion. Things can change today. things are changing today inside of our industry. If you are not actively working in the business, you cannot possibly keep up with the changes that are happening in this market. So if they are not actively involved in business today, in my opinion, do not hire them. Number six, they welcome competition, but they do not, and they do not fear it. So you are looking for somebody that is secure enough in their own agency, secure enough in what they've got going on, to where they're not in fear of competition because they know where they stand. They know where their niche is. They know that there's a ton of business to be had, and they know that you will not get enough people to come in and serve the masses in a way that the masses need to be served with, is, you know, good customer service, follow-up, things like that. They are secure enough in their business to know that you're not a threat to them, but they can help you and everybody can win. And this has been your Daily Insurance Meditation.